Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Gillespie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Husser. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ed Husser. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a line drive into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hughes. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Clay moves to second. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clay moves to third. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Miller reaches second base with a double. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 1 in the game. Messner is walked intentionally. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0 for 1 in the game. Husser hits a pop-up towards short. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lipke. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie hits a line drive into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hack. Clay moves to second. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 2 in the game. Lipke hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lakeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Roy Hughes now playing second base. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser is 0 for 2 in the game. Husser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 3 in the game. Clay hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 3 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.